Hey everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. So I've got this new product here called Your Future Retirement is for you non-technical people out there that are thinking about retirement or coming close to retirement. I've got people that are haven't even thought about retirement yet. I've got folks that can make up to $1 million per year that are struggling with thoughts on retirement and being able to maintain their lifestyle. So let's get into what this four video series is about. Okay, so who is this for? As I said, this really is focused on for the U.S. markets. There is a focus on the IRS, their tax authority. I do have web versions available of this for anybody else outside the U.S. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a detailed description of these four videos, and they total very close to 5 hours of videos. So the first video is called Your Future, Your Retirement. It's a 1.5 hour video, covers topics including passive versus earned income. I've not even purposely mentioned coronavirus or how it is impacting literally millions of people, their future, their career. So I'm not going to get into your predicament, but I will say that when you hear the term passive income, those opportunities are not as many as there used to be before the pandemic. So there is still passive income out there, but it is probably in areas you never thought about. Of course, earned income is what you earn during the day or night, whenever you work. It's your primary source of income, like is basically a job. Now, there's a couple of things we need to understand about the decline of the West and maybe even in the U.S. with a lot of the looting, rioting, and all that sort of fun stuff going on. What we need to worry about is things like looking at other countries that might have better opportunities. I'm going to get into that more detail and being able to analyze those opportunities. And that's what these videos cover. Also, you also got to realize that people may not think about the U.S. federal debt, national debt and deficits that are run pretty well for decades now with the intervention of the Federal Reserve. It will impact your future. It will impact your ability, your quality of life, because, well, interest to pay that out will be the biggest national program coming out of the U.S. government's budget, like it or not, probably even bigger than in military over time. So one area that people never think about are crypto safe havens as a safe haven. A lot of people don't like the thought of crypto, but I will this time recording. You get countries like China bringing out digital yuan and a lot of other countries that are not keeping cash. So crypto, digital currencies, cryptocurrencies are becoming mainstream, will become mainstream, and will eventually make their way into the U.S. And there are other coins out there and tokens that you can look at as a way to look at as a safe haven. I'm going to talk about that in the next few slides. Also, a lot of people will be looking at euro. This video, we look at the Eurozone outlook. Personally, I don't think it looks good. No different, really, in the U.S. Now, I'm going to tell you why in the next slide. And at the end of this video, I do give some professional resources to look at on your own, professional resources that other pros would use. And that's the primary goal, is to be able to do your own research and to come up with your own decisions on how to gauge your future. Because really, you cannot rely exclusively on financial advisors. They might be in it for your best interest, but let's get real. The only one that really cares about is you. And if you have kids, grandkids, it may depend on that. So you got to make the right choices. All right. So as I said, the biggest one that is threatening everybody out there, especially in the West and especially in the U.S., are taxes. No matter how you look at it, if it's through personal income tax, corporate tax, property tax at retail, probably even a state or, in my case, province, Canada, we got to worry about tax. That can run up to 40, 50, probably even over 50%. So think of it this way. When you get tax and you're working Monday to Friday and you're, let's say, working Monday to Friday, you got Monday, Tuesday, maybe half of Friday. Half of those days are going to the government, and the rest of the week is what goes in your pocket. That's a huge impact. So there's some tax advantage. Again, I'm not a tax advisor, I'm not an accountant here, but there are some high-level things that you might want to know about. Carry trade options, public trade, trader partnerships. These are for more higher net worth folks. The big one that is scaring a lot of governments is crypto. Cryptocurrencies, because they're trying to control their currencies. The IMF is trying to control the overall money supply. That's the International Money Fund. And essentially, they will lose control of crypto, especially in like something like Bitcoin or some other crypto coin that people have access to. It is technology. It's just the way technology works that enables you to digitize or to take out money out of your account, disposable income, I should say, and then be able to invest that somewhere in a digital wallet or a hard cold storage wallet and be able to do something with it and maybe put it into an exchange and let it grow. So we'll talk about that more in a minute. So one of the things is your disposable income for retirement and trading on retirement income. I would never say take money out of your principal, but if you have a small amount that you can start with, then definitely you can work from that and be able to build up the rate of interest that no other asset class out there will give you. And it is volatile. We'll talk about that in a little bit. The other thing that you might want to consider when it comes to taxes is obviously focusing on lower tax regions. Examples could include, in my case, if you're in the UK, the Channel Islands, be it Jersey, Guernsey, Isle of Man, that literally have no tax, or Gibraltar from the UK. For the US, unfortunately, they don't have those options. But if you're willing to, and maybe some people might not want to do it, is if they wanted, they could always give up their US citizenship and go abroad and have a higher quality life and be able to enjoy a true retirement without having the US government and the IRS always in their back pocket. So that's something that is an option. Most people won't take it, but it is always an option. The other thing is we need to understand the truth about how the government's trying to control crypto access, all the access points, be it through crypto exchanges, by controlling those access points, and just being able to find ways to know if you're going to go into crypto. And they're going to try to control those access points, because once they know that you are trading, they've got you by the short and curlies, and it's just you're not gonna have the quality of retirement when they're in your back pocket all the time, wondering where you're spending your money, where you're transacting with all the high regulation on banking and whatnot. It's just not right. And then when you look at U.S. national debt and the debt levels of what now 20 trillion here in this pandemic, where they're targeting right now, I think it's like 6 or 7 trillion, adding another 50% on top of the 20 trillion, putting it up to maybe $30 trillion. I mean, it's not sustainable over the long run. And the only way they'll be able to fund that is by taxing the higher net worth folks. So if that's okay with you and have you work what you've worked very hard for, trying to maintain a certain level of lifestyle, you may go, enough is enough, I want out. So that's what we're talking about. And those tax situations may get worse depending upon the government. When you hear about younger people want more socialism and basically just stealing from your work, they don't want to work, they just want to take, 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 and where else is going to come from? It's going to come from you, the taxpayer, you, the hard worker, you that's built up your future, and you can't even, or you have very few choices on how and where that money goes, let alone where the government will spend that money, that once it's taxed out of your pocket. If it's going to go to the right places that you think it should. So that's a huge impact. So let's talk about the rise of Bitcoin crypto. So I've got a 1.25 hour video covers the crypto currency, alternative coins. I show you how the income potential of Bitcoin and the like is. It still is I mean, when you look at the level of where Bitcoin has come from nothing to where it's at now, it's no other asset class out there has risen like that. It's just, and the thing is, there's alternative coins, there's alternative technologies that are trying to compete to get the attention of mainstream and become mainstream. And then there's ex the exchanges that enable you to basically speculate on those coins in an exchange that can or cannot be regulated. It just depends upon how you want to do it. and be able to use that no different than if you were trading in the Forex market and futures or options market. It's just different options, so it's no different. You can even trade it like penny stocks as well. And you know, that's where the real alternative is to true profit. That's what I've been finding very recently, where you can look for trending coins out there that have strong trends. Has a very lower probability of actually losing money, and I've figured out strategies that seem to work pretty nice. So out of that, what you can do is I show you a video on showing you how to rank all the different types of coins out there, how to apply simple statistical or technical indicators using different metrics. If you wanted to go into full automation to make your life easier, you can look into things like crypto trading bots. I show that through different potential demos of bots with charts as well to help you suss out what you think are trading opportunities. And also I use other helpful indicators. So there is that. So the other big thing is you might have a trading idea from that, and you might want to know how to hire a coder. So I got a half an hour video on showing you how to go through that, my experience that worked out really well, because a lot of you may not have the technical skills and knowing how to hire a coder. So I'll show you how to where to engage, my experience with it, things to look for, and how to correspond or communicate with a reliable coder. So that's pretty well it. If you want to know more about this little DVD, you can go over to quantlabs.net/retire. Get opted in, get the product. It is a USB product with those videos. And from there, you can learn more about what I do and what my community's got. We've got a Facebook groups, a group of over 12,000 people and about 9,000 followers on YouTube. So it's not like it's nobody's listening, because they are. And hopefully you will too, and learn about what you can do with automation in things like crypto in the crypto space and the future of it, which is really the future of finance. Over and out. Thanks for watching. Have a good day.